It's US 99.5. It's Drew on the phone, the cast of Nashville.
Hi.
All right.
Now, I like the fact that we already knew that Claire and Aubrey and Jonathan were going to be on the call, but because you guys actually like hanging out with each other, Chris just decides to pop in and cruise this party.
Yeah, sure. Man, I'm just crashing the party. That or I was completely forgotten and neglected. One of the two.
Right.
We love him.
We're talking with the folks from Nashville. We love them here in Chicago. You recognize them on TV as Scarlett and Will and Layla and Avery. The show has changed really the way we get our favorite country music. Did you guys have any idea when you signed on for the pilot how huge and a cult favorite this would become?
No, it's just been absolutely mind-blowing and wonderful. And I knew that Nashville was a thing, but when we actually got to the city of Nashville, it's this magical place where there is live music everywhere, and people are kind to each other, and they're collaborative and congratulatory, and the Grand Ole Opry is there, and now we get to bring it to you guys.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say, I came on late in season one, so I already knew what Nashville, the show, was when I came on, so I was already a super fan, so I kind of I had the luxury of knowing what I was getting into.
So we're going to see you two Saturdays away on the 30th at Rosemont Theater, and then you're doing the first ever UK tour. You're going overseas. What's your travel necessity? Like, you're not sure they're going to have it in the UK, so if they're sending you over there, what are you overpacking on?
The buses are tight, but I think the submarines are going to be even tighter.
Nice.
But,
No one? Okay. You really do have to pack sort of efficiently. But I'm getting shaking heads from all.
Yeah. None of the women are talking right now.
It's okay. I thought I was funny last night on stage, and it went over like a lead balloon.
It did not. You were funny.
Anyway, we have to pack very efficiently. And the good news about the UK tour is it's not going to be as long as this one. So I think we'll be able to do with one suitcase.
Liza in our office was thrilled that I was going to be talking to you, Jonathan, today, because she just wanted to say, oh, my God, I love you. Lucky Spencer from General Hospital.
Oh, that's so sweet.
And yeah. And she said that... Okay, something's going on there. You make her swoon, and you are the entire reason she watched the show. So she wanted me to say, I love you.
That's amazing. Well, tell her I love her.
Mm-hmm.
For me.
Aubrey, the last time you had a scene where you're reading it and then you're doing it and thinking, wow, this is really musically challenging and I love it.
Musically challenging? I feel like the scenes that I think are more challenging often involve the smashing of Bentleys and the throwing boots and all of those things that Layla likes to do.
Because you don't get to do that in real life, and then if you get to do it as an actress, you're like, this is amazing.
Right, exactly. Yeah, I do quite enjoy Layla's fits. But yeah, I mean, the music is challenging because you want to make sure that you're doing it, you know, you have to be a character while you're performing and everything, but it's I don't know, I love getting the music that we get to do. I feel like it's just a big honor, so I'm always just really excited to see what Layla is getting to sing, and she's gotten to sing a lot more this season. So
mm-hmm. We love it, too.
Very blessed.
When you guys get breaks in taping, what's the TV show that you find yourself binge-watching in your trailer, and you might be a little embarrassed about it or not?
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. I binge-watch so much. I mean, I could fill up this whole interview just talking about my Netflix habits.
I've been introduced to television, like, recently. We don't have one, but we have Netflix, and really like Peaky Blinders. Really good. Really, really good.
The other thing we wanted to say, the Music in Nashville Season 4, Volume 2, is going to be released about a month away. Do you all have songs on it? Do you get to do solo songs, or is it all kind of group effort? Do you have any choice in the track listing?
No. I don't think we know right now what's going on there.
Yes. Even better, okay, but right?
No way we were.
Has the track list been announced yet?
I haven't seen it.
We normally hear about the time that you guys hear, I think.
Yeah, we'll get an email, and they'll tell us what's on the list. But I don't think we've seen it yet, so it's up in the air.
We're probably performing some songs.
I'm
on the tour.
I'm pretty sure it's music from the show, too.
Yeah. You're hoping, right?
Viable options.
Yeah. You find out the track listing the night before it comes out.
Yeah, sometimes the day after if I haven't been checking my email.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I didn't even know that the last one had come out, and someone was asking me about it, and I was like, oh, it came out? Oh, great.
We film about, you know, somewhere between 14 and 15 hours a day on average, and then, you know, we do that 10 months out of the year.
Yep.
And then we come out and tour, and this is like the dessert, coming out and seeing you guys. This is so much fun. But in a sort of general state where we generally don't know what day it is.
Or what episode has aired.
Yeah, so we're kind of we're a little out of the loop, but that's because we're busy pumping out drama and music.
We love it. And we love you in Chicago, Nashville, Wednesday nights at 9 o'clock on ABC. And we're going to see you two Saturdays away at the Rosemont Theater. Thank you so much for all four of you sitting and chatting today. We will see you in like less than 2 weeks.
Yeah, thank you.
Can't wait. Thanks for having us.
Have a great day, guys. Talk to you soon.
All right. Okay, bye.
Bye.